This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That is exactly right.
And we invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to the grand old program of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes.
Perfect.
Jeffrey, we had a good time last week with Dr. Lehman.
Yeah, we got quite the fan mail from that show.
Yeah, Mom was over the roof.
Oh, yeah. Mom and Dad love that show. Our two listeners just, boy, we got 5 gold stars for that show.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you missed that show, folks, we, you know, like Fred said a second ago, go to FredandJeff.com and you can hear the show in its entirety. All the, you can hear Fred actually harass Dr. Lehman. It's really not really who you were. I'm supposed to be the guy to harass people. You really got a couple good ones on him.
I don't know. That sort of came out of nowhere, but it amused me because his
comebacks were perfect.
It was like it was stunned silence, and I was like, I was going to call his assistant and say, hey, has he ever been stunned by anybody? Well, am I the first?
I don't know if they'll take our call anymore.
Yeah, probably not. So we are celebrating all the stuff going on in Tucson, Arizona, and. Tucson and Southern Arizona. And Jeffrey, there's like gobs of things going on.
Start it off, my brother.
Well, you know, we're at the end of November now. It's the 24th, and we're sort of sailing through almost the last month of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Thanksgiving is next week.
Do you believe that? 2013 is just flown. And I know I say it every year. Especially when you show me pictures of me 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a full head of red hair.
Remember? I just showed you a set of photos from Thanksgiving.
That was probably 18 years ago.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah.
Ugh. It had to be.
And what happened?
It was amazing. But, so we're already into the December holidays. And actually, Hanukkah starts on Thanksgiving this year. For some weird calendar thing, Hanukkah starts on Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
The Festival of Light.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you get stuffed with turkey and then light a candle for your belly.
Is that what you do?
Well, that's what I'll be doing this year.
Cool.
So anyways, we got Hanukkah going. But also at Tohonochul Park, this is something you have to get in on quickly because apparently it sells out very quickly. Holiday nights. At the Tohonochul Gardens, including there's going to be shopping, dinner at the Garden Bistro, live entertainment, refreshments, all sorts of fun stuff going on at Tohonochul. The Arizona History Museum over on 949 East 2nd Street is having their annual holiday festival, and there's going to be musical performances by the Tucson Junior Strings, the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus, one of our faves. There's going to be silent auctions, sales at the museum store, all sorts of fun stuff going on at the Arizona History Museum. Jeff, you brought this up, or actually sent this to me. The Confluence Center for Creative Inquiry at the University of Arizona has this show and tell series. Mm-hmm. And on December 11th, at Playground Bar and Lounge downtown, they're going to have a Poetics of Noise discussion with English professor John Melillo from the University of Arizona. He's going to be talking about the downtown New York art world in the 60s and 70s, the phenomena of punk music, and how all this melds into the artistic scene of that world and maybe some kind of connection to Tucson. I don't know. This was your sort of thing.
You got to go. Got to go check it out. Another fun thing to do in the old Pueblo.
Well, we're talking about the University of Arizona. The happiness seminars are done.
Yeah, and they were fantastic.
But if I We'll have to set this link up on the website fredjeff.com. But I think you can actually see them, their podcast or video cast, whatever they want to call them. So if you missed out on those exciting events, then the University of Arizona provides you an opportunity to see them and enjoy them. Last couple of things, Jeff. The Pima Air and Space Museum, apparently one of Santa's many local appearances this year, he's going to be landing out there at the Air and Space Museum by helicopter. Huh. So on Saturday, December 14th.
Santa rides a helicopter, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not cold enough yet to be riding the sleigh.
Interesting.
The reindeer get a little bit, you know, put off if it's not cold. but if you show up at the Pima Air and Space Museum on the 14th of December, Santa will be flying in, and there's going to be holiday arts and crafts for the kids. Obviously, bring your camera for pictures with Santa, and Flight Grill, the wonderful bistro out there, will be open as well.
So, just because I forgot to ask you right when the show started, how'd you do yesterday in the Yale tour to Tucson?
That was yesterday? Dang, I missed it.
How could you miss it? There were 9 billion bikes all over the place.
It was awesome. I was one of the clever ones who decided to do the indoor challenge.
Ah, tell me about that.
Well, you got people to sponsor you, and every minute, it was like you do indoor bicycling,
mm-hmm.
but instead of miles, you do it in minutes.
Uh-huh, and how many minutes did you get? Three?
So the next item on the list... No, actually, I did pretty well.
And four?
For the Right Flight. Right Flight was one of the beneficiaries of the El Tour this year. There's 35 different nonprofits across the community that benefited.
Oh, I think there were more than that.
No, 35.
Well, there were 35?
35, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because Rotary was one of them.
Yeah,
right?
and those guys actually make a lot of money.
Yeah. There are a lot of Rotarians.
And they're supporting all the quote-unquote junkets to foreign lands. Is that the Rotarians?
Well, you know, this Rotary stuff is all for reading, literacy.
I thought you guys took like these, conferences in Vegas or,
No, you're thinking of these, like the Fraternal Order of the Water Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Fred Flintstone stuff.
Cool. So the last two things, and this is down.
I got some stuff.
Okay. Well, in April, Mocha is having their huge.
And now remind our listener, Mocha, when you say Mocha, I always think I'm going to get some coffee or something.
This is Tucson's Museum of Contemporary Art, downtown Tucson. And the reason I'm doing it now, because it's actually the gala is in April.
Mm-hmm.
It's their annual gala, but it sells out like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in going to Mocha's gala, make sure you sign up now. Go to, I think it's mocha.org. It's not that. Don't trust me on that. Because there's lots of mochas all over the place. This is Tucson. Look, just Google. Use the Google thing and look up Tucson Mocha, and you'll get their website.
And
also,
you'll not put a link on the website?
I was just going to say, you can go to fredandjeff.com. So, Jeff, the last thing I have is to remind people that we are currently in a program, a challenge with Beads of Courage.
Right.
And we are encouraging people to carry a bead to help support kids across the country, actually, who are going through serious medical challenges and who are part of the Beads of Courage program, where they get a bead every time they get some kind of medical procedure. If they have a doctor's visit, have some kind of procedure, a needle stick, all sorts of stuff, these kids get beads and they build chains and they can actually tell the story of their illness through these beads and have, an opportunity to share their life with other people.
Right.
You look so bored, Jeff.
No, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's very good stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what I got?
What?
One of my favorite places is the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun up on North Swan. And the Siri Indian exhibit is just ending. That exhibit is ending. And they're going to start the Wild Horses. Or actually, I take that back. Both exhibits are overlapping. But I believe the Siri Indians exhibit is ending next week. So if you haven't had a chance to get to the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun, head up there, head over there. They're on 6300 North Swan, and the DeGrazia stuff is fantastic. Also, Fred, don't forget our friends at the farmers markets. Got to get out there to those farmers markets.
Oh, yeah.
And get some yummy local food because that's the good stuff.
It is tasty stuff out there.
Yeah, and the farmers markets are going to have all kinds of great stuff for the holidays. So head out to your farmers market, get some fabulous local produce and yummy things for Thanksgiving and help out
They might
out
even
your,
have some free-range turkeys.
Yeah, help out your local farmer. So, all right, folks, we got to take a quick break. We will be back with more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this grand old tome of wisdom and entertainment off of iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Fred.
During the break, you brought up that you still have more stuff on your list.
Oh, there's tons of stuff, but let's talk to our fabulous guests today.
One of the things that we love doing in the old Pueblo is hanging out downtown.
Downtown.
And one of our favorite places downtown is the Children's Museum Tucson.
That's right.
And with us today is Executive Director Michael Loria, who, aside being an old-time foodie guy, is now taking care of the kids of our community. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So what's the buzz down at Children's Museum?
Oh, the buzz is changes in the air, not only with the seasons, but also with the exhibits in the museum. Very proud to say we just opened our two newest exhibits. We have a brand new reimagined art studio, which is great for kids of all ages, and a specially designed room for kids four and under that focuses on early childhood education, and it's called WeWorld.
Wow. WeWorld sounds super fun. Tell us more about that.
It's a great place for those kids that are four and under, so we keep the older kids out of the way, and it is all designed to create learning opportunities and play experiences that are age and developmentally appropriate for those youngsters. So it's brand new. Everything in it is fresh. We have our own carrot car, which, of course, everybody ought to have a carrot car. So if you haven't seen a carrot car, you need to come down to the museum.
Now, a carrot car?
A carrot car.
I got to see that. Now, will the carrot car fit Fred?
I think so.
How is the carrot car powered?
Well, this is the interesting thing. It goes 240 miles an hour, according to the speedometer, standing still.
We got to get a picture of you in that thing, Fred.
Yeah, we should.
The carrot car. I love that.
It's great. And speaking of food, we had Janos Wilder, chef, proprietor, owner of Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. We had him in the carrot car and took his picture that way.
Very nice.
Fred, I think you're going to have to come down and get your picture of the carrot car.
Well, now, isn't there a little garden that he uses?
There is. Out front, we have a garden. It's called Andrew's Garden, and the produce that's cultivated in that garden goes to Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, and it goes into a variety of dishes. And then Janos and the restaurant support the museum by identifying a dish on the menu. I believe it's a pasta dish right now, and a dollar from the sale of that dish comes back to the museum to support our programs and our exhibits.
That's awesome. Very nice.
It's a great partnership.
Absolutely.
I was upset last time you were here because you replaced the cool animatronic dinosaurs with a new exhibit. So what got displaced?
Well,
and Michael, I don't think we can overstate how sad Fred was about losing those mechanical dinosaurs.
I know, but, you know, Investigation Station, which took its place, is so much more interactive and fun. So.
No, you know, this is a cool thing about the museum is that it's always changing. So, I mean, even though the exhibits were there, you know, for a couple of years, you have to change. I mean, technologies change, interests change, and it's nice and it's really great that our museum does that.
Well, and also you have wear and tear, so you have to make those changes. So we did have the art studio is in a portion of the space that is still the art studio. But probably the big thing that got displaced, if you will, was ocean discovery. So that was our ocean exhibit. We had the submarine and a little bit about marine biology. That exhibit was about 11 or 12 years old, and it was, you know, frankly, a little tired, and it was due for a change. And what we really wanted to do is to have a newly imagined art studio that is much larger than what was there. And there's some really cool aspects to it. We certainly have tables where you come and do daily activities. We have a chalk totem pole, which is really cool. It's about 6 feet tall, and all the way around it's chalk, so you can draw on it. We have a slate water table that you can play with. We also, there's this thing.
Okay, now wait a minute. Time out. A chalk totem pole? It's made out of chalk?
It's basically, the finish is all chalk paint, so you can draw on it.
Oh,
all
so
the
you
way
can
up.
Draw chalk
yeah.
drawings all over the totem
all over
pole.
It. Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's super neat. The and then the slight water tables. And then we have what's called Maker's Table. You may have seen in the United States there's this big movement about tinkering and making. And in the true maker movement, you're using a lot of different tools and pieces that might not always be safe for kids, so it has to be facilitated, like metal snips and hot glue guns, things like that. So we're doing what we're calling Maker Light. So we're not doing the dangerous things quite yet because they have to be facilitated to do that. So we're using things like tongue depressors and Twist-Its and all sorts of different materials, bottle caps, and letting kids kind of create their own art project using their imagination. So that's the fun aspect of the art studio. And then WeWorld is basically double the size of what our previous exhibit called WeWorld was, which was really important. It's one of our fastest growing demographics at the museum, the visitors that we see, that under five age group.
So when they go in there, what should they expect? I mean, are they going to be doing crafts? Are there, you know, puppet shows? I mean, what kind of stuff? I like puppet shows. But
Fred loves Puppets Among Us. We talk about them all the time.
Well, when you come down, we'll make sure we have a puppet show for you.
Cool.
There's both facilitated and self-facilitated activity. So at the museum, we have a volunteer corps. And in addition to our staff, the volunteers do daily activities. We do a minimum of one activity per day during the school week, two times a day, weekends or holidays, whenever kids are out of school. So sometimes we're doing those facilitated activities where we have a craft, if you will, that we're going to do during the day. Otherwise, you can come and you can draw on the easels. We have paper easels, dry erase easels. We have the chalk easel as well as the chalk totem pole. So a lot of it's sort of self-directed play and learning.
So let's talk about if someone can't make it to the Children's Museum. You guys have an outreach program.
We do. We do go out to schools and daycare centers and things like that. So you can hire the museum to sort of like museum on the go to bring an experience to you. We also do school adventure tour. We call them adventure learning school tours. So we do school tours with students that come from all over southern Arizona. So that's another great way. And, you know, one of the things that's really important to the museum, and you may have been speaking about accessibility from a transportation point of view, but we also try to be very cognizant to make the museum accessible financially. So 10% of our days open per year are either free or reduced admission. It's really important to us. Our philosophy is that the opportunity for children and families to come and learn and grow and experience the Children's Museum should be a right, not a privilege. And we know that not everybody can always afford, given these economic times, the admission prices or family membership. So the second Saturday of every month is a $2 admission day, so it's $2 per person. So our next one is on Saturday, December 14th. We also, actually 1 week from today, on Sunday, December 1st, is our Thank You Tucson Day. It's sort of our kickoff to the holiday season, and we're free admission from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday the 1st. So come down to the museum, experience it, and have a great time.
And when folks come into the museum on these free admission days, are all the exhibits free? I mean, is there any... So, for instance, I noticed on your calendar that on that day that folks can come in and make paper Torahs or is it a Torah? No, it's a paper...
Menorah.
Or paper luminaries. Mm-hmm. So
all included. I mean, whether it's a free day or whether it's a normal day, all the activities that we do and the things that we feature are always there. It's not a pay-to-play sort of
scenario. So there's no nickel and diming once you get in the door.
That is correct.
You're in. It's all yes. at your fingertips.
Yep, absolutely.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, and we do about 5 major community events per year. We just finished up the fall with a Love of Literacy event and then FAME, which is our Family Arts and Music Experience. So those just happened. Next up is Beyond, which happens, I believe, January 11th. And then we have our Family Sci-Fest, which happens on February 15th. So, and then we'll go into the later in spring, we'll have a health and wellness fair. So those community events are also free, and we set up tents inside and outside the courtyard of the museum, and so we're providing resources to the community around that particular topic.
Before the show started today, Michael, you had said that your attendance is way up this year.
It has been. So our fiscal year ends June 30th, and for the last fiscal year, we had a 20% increase in attendance in 1 year, which is just amazing.
That's fabulous.
And when we go back and we look at the last 5 years, attendance has grown 82%. So that's just astounding.
What do you credit that to? Well,
the Fred and Jeff Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Second only to the investment that we've made in our exhibits and our facilities. And I think that's really an important part is, we're a small sort of nimble nonprofit. We have about 10 full-time employees, 15 part-time employees, $1.2 million budget. In the last 3.5 years, we've invested $1.1 million back into the museum with brand new exhibits, updated facilities. We just remodeled our lobby. Constantly looking at ways to improve the experience.
That is wonderful.
So yeah, we need to take a break, but
we do.
Michael, spend a second. Just think. I mean, this doesn't happen without some major hitters in Tucson helping out.
We have so many supporters and partners, and we couldn't do it without them. Certainly, our second Saturdays, our reduced admission day is Providence Services Corp. And then we look at some of our major partners that do our community events, Tucson Electric Power, Tucson Medical Center, Wells Fargo Bank, all these different partners, and they range all over the board. In fact, just last week, Whole Foods locally in town delivered us a check for $1,000 to support the museum. All of those dollars make a tremendous difference in our ability to provide children and families with hands-on learning opportunities.
That's fabulous. Well, Michael, thanks for the great work you do.
Thank you, and come down and play soon.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And folks, if you want more information on the Children's Museum of Tucson, go to the FredandJeff.com webpage. We'll have a link right to the Children's Museum page. They've got tons of information, their calendar, all the great events. So we got to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back for more fun here in the Old Pueblo on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
The Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Good morning, everybody out there. Hola, Tucson.
We are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com, where you can download some of the shows, check out pictures of our guests and some of the shenanigans that we get ourselves into. We also go on, take the show on the road a little once in a while, and there's all sorts of audio clips, interviews we did on the fly here and there, and pictures to go with them. Jeffrey.
Fred.
You know, we forgot to do something after Michael left.
How dare you?
We need to give something away.
Oh, give something away.
So let's do this. Let's talk about, or let's see, if somebody can name one of the new items at Tucson, at the Children's Museum of Tucson that Michael talked about,
mm-hmm.
whether it be the chalk totem pole or something like that.
That's all you can remember, isn't it?
I have a list.
Okay.
Well, you know, send me an email. Ooh, nice. At fred@fredandjeff.com. And you'll get a dozen roses from our friends, the Coleman family at Mayfield Florist. So, Jeffrey.
Federico.
You know, it is like shocking to me how we're already in the holidays. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving.
Time doesn't stop, my brother.
I was like having conniption.
Hard to believe you're 50.
I was having conniption fits a couple weeks ago with McCoy because, you know.
McCoy being your youngest son.
My youngest son. Because, you know, all these, you know, Christmas decorations are for sale at the store and all this. And that was like before Halloween.
Right.
And now it's already cruising up on us.
Well, Thanksgiving is.
Yeah, but I mean, right after Thanksgiving is, at Thanksgiving is Hanukkah, and then Christmas, and then what is the St. Festivus?
Yeah, Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus.
Right. Thank you, George Costanza.
All that stuff's coming up. It's just crazy. But
and then 2014. Wow. 2014. I'm still trying to figure out the software on my computer for Y2K.
It blew up. It blew up. It's gone.
I know whenever I say something silly, Jim, our little producer over there, looks at you real fast like, huh?
Like, did he just say that?
Y2K.
So anyways, there's an organization in town called Arts Express, and they have an event coming up to celebrate the holidays. And with us...
That was quite a segue, Fred.
What?
Quite a segue about complaining about Christmas... Christmas things being sold early.
Before Halloween.
Before Halloween, all the way to... And our next guest is...
Somebody to talk about the holidays.
I'm just envisioning a plane hitting the ground.
And what?
And you. No, so let's do it right. Let's introduce our next guest.
You do it.
Guest's name is Joan Ashcraft. She's DMA. DMA stands for...
A doctoral musical arts.
Ooh, Dr. Joan Ashcraft, co-artistic director. Dr. Joan Ashcraft serves as director of fine and performing arts for the Tucson Unified School District. Ooh, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay, good. Dr. Ashcraft created the Fine Arts Summer Institute for Teachers and Artists, the Fine Arts Youth Academy, and the Project Shine after-school arts and literacy instruction for students. Your tenure with TUSD has spanned over 35 years.
Yes, it has. And you failed to mention Opening Minds Through the Arts. That's our pride and joy right now.
Well, now, wait a minute. There's paragraph two.
Oh,
Dr. Ashcraft is a co-founder of Opening Minds Through the Arts, a nationally recognized research-based arts integration program for students in grades K to 8. She has received numerous awards and has most recently been named the 2010 Alumnus of the Year Award for the U of A College of Fine Arts. Dr. Ashcraft is committed to developing collaborative partnerships to assure the presence of arts programs in Arizona schools, first and foremost from myself, my children, and our community. I would like to say thanks. Nice work.
Well, I appreciate that.
Gosh,
thank
so
you.
Tell us, you got to tell us about yourself, because you have clearly have a passion for the arts, and you've brought that to innumerable children in Southern Arizona. Tell us how that got, you know, tell us how you got that burr under your saddle to do something like that.
It really started with my parents, who insisted that music and visual arts were a part of my life from birth, and that continued to grow. I'm very grateful. I was educated in Tucson Unified School District myself and had wonderful opportunities in the university and throughout the world in studying the arts. But what really made a difference for me and the idea of the arts integration was when I started teaching at Maxwell Middle School, and the idea of reaching students through what their experiences were and connecting it with language arts, mathematics, social studies, which the arts is so rich in all those areas. So we've not only worked in Tucson Unified School District to provide that arts integration opportunity, this Opening Minds Through the Arts program has been researched for 12 years, actually, with some federally recognized folks. WestEd is the organization. We've been able to demonstrate that students' academic achievement and their ability to take risks and be creative problem solvers has matured, grows when the arts are central to their training, both in performing and visual.
See, I knew that. And you know why I knew that? When I was a kid...
You read the website.
No. We're talking personal experience now, Fred. When I was a younger man, probably I think it was sophomore in high school, I decided to be a drummer.
Oh.
And so I got some really cruddy drum set, stuck it in my room, which was right across the hall from Fred's room, and proceeded to bang the crud out of those drums for 2 years. But you know what was amazing? Other than the amount of beatings that I got increased, but my grades also went up. Mm. So music does have an influence on
it. Does
your grades.
And it centers you and focuses you for learning, and the listening skills and the verbal skills and the ability to feel good about yourself in an area and be able to take risks in other areas to be a better learner.
And this is quantifiable.
Yes, absolutely so.
So non-political question here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we keep taking that out of our schools?
I don't think you're going to see our new superintendent, Dr. Sanchez, do that. I think you're going to see the opposite.
That's fabulous.
And, you know, really, we've survived. This program and the arts have survived over some pretty rough years, as long as I've been there, which is about 14 now in terms of the department. But we've survived because of the research that we've done connecting the arts to the what they call the core content areas.
Now, core content is what?
Math and language arts, mostly. Also, the other amazing thing is the state is allowing our Opening Minds for the Arts program to be connected to the English language learner classes. There's a two-hour model and a four-hour model, and OMA can be part of that as a result of our research.
So play an instrument, use the English language better.
Well, yes, but also sing. You know, absolutely, absolutely.
I
the
love
connections.
It.
And, you know, the right brain, left brain idea.
Right, and I don't think we use much of either on this show, but that's what you're doing is fantastic.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. So what's on the horizon for you all?
Well, through Arts Express, we are working, my husband and I have donated our time as artistic directors to help this nonprofit organization, which started in about 1985, through various channels, to provide the arts to an intergenerational experience for Tucson. So what we do Let Freedom Sing, of course, in the summer.
And we talked about it. We actually went to Let Freedom Sing.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Thank you very
Fantastic
much.
Fantastic show. And folks, next year, are you all going to do it again
next year?
Oh,
yes, absolutely.
If you get a chance, you've got to go to Let Freedom Sing, because you guys really know how to pull the heartstrings of anyone who is American.
Oh, okay.
Because you come walking out of there almost in tears. You feel so great about being an American. It was just a fabulous show.
We've had a personal connection, of course. Our son is in the Army, and he's had his second tour of duty over in Afghanistan. He's an Apache helicopter pilot, so he's just returned. And the emotion there that's tied to all of that is just brings out the patriotism and love of America.
Absolutely.
To you.
And well, and your father-in-law probably had something to do with that, too,
didn't
he? Oh,
Stubb Ashcraft, absolutely. He was an All-American.
Absolutely. It played football at the U of A. I mean, Stubb was a great man.
Actually, you know, he gave our son, who was deployed, his little tiny pocket Bible that was in a belt. And Stubb told our son, Tim, that he wore it during the war, you know, himself, all the time and felt it protected him. And so our son has done that during both of his deployments. And he suffered some very serious situations, conflicts, but he just felt so connected to his grandfather. It was
very
touching.
Not a scratch on him.
Thankfully, that's correct.
That's awesome.
And his unit, too, was well protected.
Good for them. That's wonderful. So Stubb's, Stubb's legacy lives on.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you kind of got this built in the family. And a minute ago, you mentioned your husband. Who's your husband?
My husband, David Ashcraft, was choral director at Saguaro High School for 33 years, recently retired. And he helps us with the artistic direction of the nonprofit Arts Express, does a lot of consulting on the side. So it's very much in the family.
Love it.
And our older son is the executive director for the Community Arts Center down in Green Valley. So we're all connected.
So you guys are really spreading the arts.
We hope to be doing
you
that.
You absolutely are. So tell us about this. Tell us about this Christmas show that you guys are coming up
with. Well, let's...
Fred's always likes to interrupt.
I do.
Right when we get going.
No, but let's talk about Arts Express before we get into the program.
Okay.
Because I don't think we talked about, you know, what Arts Express is.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying...
you don't have to be nice to him.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Oh, no problem.
So we formed this nonprofit organization with a group of our friends in the community to provide the arts to those who may not have the opportunities in the schools, and also to adults that were looking for wonderful events to connect and express themselves through the musical art forms, dance, drama, and visual arts. So as a result, we've built up this incredible family. And as I said, we do Let Freedom Sing, and every other year we do Follow the Star, which is the reenactment of the Christmas story. And it's an amazing cast. We have about 160 people involved, singers of every age level, from very young to retired folks, and an orchestra, and dancers, professional and semi-professional. Some of our OMA artists are singing lead solos in the performance. And then we have a cast made up of the community as well as a technical crew. And it's people that volunteer their time to do this outreach. And in this particular case, share the Christmas story as a spiritual outreach event.
That's wonderful.
So we do need to take a break now. And when we come back, we talk more about the Arts Express program and the spiritual aspects of the holiday season.
So, folks, come back.
It's your job.
Hear Fred talk some more, because we'll be right back here on the Fred Jeff Show.
The Sunday morning gospel goes good with the soul.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating all the great things in Tucson and Southern Arizona. Home of the old Pueblo, which is Tucson. We should have harassed...
Folks, you should visit Tucson. Get out and see your community. Yes, go look at some birds. Go hike the desert. Get a margarita.
Get on a bike. Yeah, go downtown.
Yeah. Get out and meet your neighbor, for goodness sakes, because that's how you fall in love with your community. It's the people.
Yeah, and if you go to fredandjeff.com, you can fall in love with us.
Good one, Fred.
And all the shenanigans that we get ourselves into. Now, we've been talking to Dr. Joan Ashcraft, who is sort of a Renaissance woman of sorts. But specifically, we're talking about Arts Express and their upcoming holiday program. But I want to go back and talk a little bit about Arts Express. You just sort of glanced over it, the last segment. And I'm certain, given how powerful the arts are in a kid's life and an adult's life, that you've seen a lot of opportunities for these kids to just grab hold and excel.
That's absolutely true. They've actually, some of them, have grown up through these productions, and some of them are even working in the field now in terms of being musicians or working as a technical staff person for Arizona Theater Company or some of these other companies, or gone on in their college education, gone out of state to really pursue the arts wholeheartedly. But the thing that is so rewarding is to know, whether it's their career or not, it's something they're going to have their entire lives that they can fall back on, to be creative, to be, have opportunities to reach out and be with people, because the arts bring people together. And so we've seen that time and time again. And my greatest story is that with Follow the Star, we've been doing this for 28 years. So some of these little tiny children who were baby Jesuses are now part of the production in other ways. Well,
now, wait a second. There's a little piece of trivia for you.
Yes.
In any one production, how many baby Jesuses do you have?
We have had as many as four.
Four.
We always have some reserve babies in case the one doesn't want to behave. But this year, our baby was just born this week. So his name is Jake Brady. Little red-headed kid with 7 pounds, and his mother's one of our Oma opera artists. So she has genuinely said we could use the child, generously allowed us to do that.
You hear that, Fred?
So exciting.
She's genuine. She's generously donated
yes,
her
both.
Child to the event.
Yes.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Well, we had to ask the pediatrician could have this very young child on set. So the baby can only be held by the Mary and Joseph characters and Simeon, who's played by my husband, so that, you know, to keep the baby safe from germs.
Right. Now we know why you started this. So your husband could have a recurring role, right? How long has he
Not
played
really.
Simeon?
He's done it every time.
Uh-huh. Now the truth.
I hope that Jake gets a SAG card from this.
Oh, yes, I think he should, definitely. His parents probably have one.
That's awesome. So you guys do... Arts Express, you guys hold the Fine Arts Youth Academy, Behind the Scenes, Broadway and More program,
Broadway
the National High School Musical Theater Awards.
Yes, we just started that.
Tell us about that.
Well, I want to thank Lendra Kearns, who is the president of Arts Express. She's volunteering her time, and, you know, she's the manager for Broadway in Tucson. the Tucson manager. So she had made this connection for us so that we could work with a national experience for children. So we're going out and adjudicating, so to speak, certain students in their high school musicals. And they all go through a series of workshops and compete. Then we'll be able to take them to a regional festival and then eventually on to New York. This is the first year we've done it. We already have several schools that have signed up with their high school musicals for us to come and watch, and then certain specific characters to follow up through.
So that's fabulous. You take the individual or you take the whole cast?
Well, you take the individual.
Okay.
They'll be looking for specific students. You could, you know, PBS has done a wonderful segment on that. I think it's a three-part segment about how they take that experience from the auditions up through their opportunities to work with people in New York City who work on the musicals all the time in dance, and in presentation, in speech, and in vocal music. So
that is
it's a fabulous,
fabulous
experience.
So little-known secret, Fred and I were in the theater in high school.
Oh.
Fred more than I.
Oh.
But could you imagine what that would have done, the experience that we would have had and where we'd be today, if we would have had that opportunity?
We'd be sitting behind a mic
in
1041.
I should get you gentlemen involved in our productions, though. I had no idea.
Oh, Fred is quite the talent.
Oh,
well, actually,
he's got some of the best dancing feet in southern Arizona.
I ended up being more on the production side. My undergraduate degree is in secondary education in drama.
Is that right?
And a bunch of college friends and I had a theater company that we produced for about 4 years before we all went our separate ways. But
started
we focused
kids.
On, mm-hmm. yeah, we focused on bringing high school kids in, and we actually produced some original material that was written by some high school kids locally.
Yeah, wow. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
We did some stage readings, some other stuff. But it was a lot of fun, and
they did a great
very
job.
Near and, yeah. near and dear to your heart, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love the art.
Yeah, we're actually trying to start back up the, remember the Shakespeare in the Park at Reed Park?
Oh, yes.
So I'm involved with all those folks, and we're trying to get that going again.
That is
And what's
be
holding
terrific.
You up?
Dinero.
Ah.
It's always, you know, with the arts, it's always about money.
I always have to find a benefactor.
Well, you know, the thing of it is budgets get cut, you know, Tucson Parks used to sponsor that, and they get some other, you know, minor corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. But with all the cuts in the city, they really scaled back the art stuff. I mean, the Pops,
mm-hmm.
you know, used to have a whole season all summer long, and now it's down to like five weekends or something.
Right.
And, you know,
well, that's the wonderful thing about Arts Express, because really everybody, almost everyone, does that free of charge.
Oh, yeah.
And comes together. And they just, you know, some wonderful professionals actually giving of their time, too, for which I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
So you guys do a lot of work with the kids in Southern Arizona.
Yes, we absolutely do. And so, you know, even though my role professionally is Tucson Unified School District, on the side, my volunteerism is for the whole community and for Southern Arizona.
That's wonderful. So any insights, Skinny, on which of these kids might make it to Broadway?
Not yet. That wouldn't be fair for me to say. But
it's just Fred and I and Mom and Dad, you know.
Yeah, it's
the whole community.
That's great. That's really cool. So there have got to be some people, as we're talking about benefactors, there have to be some folks that have supported you guys that maybe you want to say thank you to.
Absolutely. For our production this year of Follow the Star, we're very grateful to Family Life Radio and the El Rio Community Health Center, and, of course, Gospel Supplies that helps us quite regularly with our productions. So we're so grateful. And we've had, of course, we've applied for grants in the past and have had some success with that. It's a small nonprofit. It's just starting up. But I think with these other outreach opportunities that we're doing, we also have students performing the Star Spangled Banner this weekend for the big El Tour de Tucson.
Oh, yesterday you had kids out there doing that?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So with the Follow the Star, where is it and what day?
Follow the Star is going to be held at Saguaro High School, 545 North Camino Seco. We aren't able to get into Centennial Hall in December because of their performance calendar, so we use one of the very fine high school auditoriums. And it will be held on Saturday, December the 7th at 7 p.m. The show is about an hour and 20 minutes, and Sunday, December the 8th at 3 p.m.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of what I think is is the whole cast and in choir, and this is there's quite a number of people in this production. quite a number of people.
About 160, actually.
Wow, that's great. And who puts the sets together?
Volunteers, people that work. Some of them work with Tucson Unified School District. We have somebody working from Arizona Opera Company to help us. Some are just naturally gifted in that area, so they assist. And we change it all the time.
That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity.
Well, yeah, no question. You guys, all the folks that you work with, you and your husband, you make such a huge difference in folks' lives here, and we really
can't
thank you enough. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. And I suppose people will know where to go for tickets if they'd like them.
Let them know. Tell them right now.
Follow the Star. You can either call 319-0400. Or go on the website, www.arts-express.org. Or you can get the tickets, of course, at the door.
Perfect.
For the performance.
How many folks can get into each performance?
The auditorium seats just a little under 1,600, I think.
Oh, so there'll be plenty of space.
Yes, there'll be good seats.
That's a huge auditorium.
It's a wonderful high school auditorium. Acoustically very fine.
You know what's funny is when Fred and I were doing theater in high school, our auditorium, I think, fit, 175?
Oh.
Yeah, if that. It was like a converted wood shop.
Oh.
But it was perfect for us, you know.
Yes. You know, the district has done a wonderful job renovating all of our 9 high school auditoriums, east to west, north to south, through some bond money that was given to us years ago.
That's fabulous.
And they're acoustically beautiful places for performances, both within the school system and nonprofits and other organizations coming in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep. Well, thanks again for what you do. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
So we have one more thing to give away.
Yes.
$25 gift card to PETA Jungle.
PETA Jungle. I was there Thursday eating a little lunch. It was delicious. The one over on Broadway and Craycroft.
Yes.
Tasty.
So here's a trivia question, Jeffrey.
Yes.
Name the actor playing the baby Jesus in Follow the Star this year.
The little redhead?
The little redhead kid.
Ah, the little redhead. The little redheaded peanut. So that's the...
That is the
trivia question?
The trivia question.
To get your $25 gift certificate to PETA Jungle?
Yeah, if you just email me, fred@fredandjeff.com, and tell us, you know, I'll give you... His last name is Brady. You can tell us his first name. You know, we'll get the card.
Good. You're looking at me to give it away again, aren't you?
Yes, because I know you don't know the answer. What?
Are you serious?
Yes. What's his first name?
I don't know.
All right.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Fred Jeff Show. Remember, get out there, meet your neighbor, go get involved, because that's what makes Tucson a great place to live. And we'll see you here again next week on the Fred Jeff Show.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.